The text for today is from the gospel reading. And as we come to this word, let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. From the depths of our souls, O God, we give you thanks. Help us this day plumb those depths even more, that we may appreciate what true gratitude ought to look like, what optimal gratitude as your children ought to look like. For this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said,
Amen.
Hey, what's up with the confession and absolution, Pastor? Let's just look at that for a second there. I mean, wow. A little bit much, don't you think? I mean, okay, I'm used to confessing my sins in this Concordia congregation, but honestly, must we go to the lengths of acknowledging that I'm actually saying this before the whole company of heaven and to my brothers and sisters? That's a tad excessive, isn't it? I think. Methinks. And now we've said this before, so I'm kind of used to this, but that's an exhaustive list of thought, word, and deed. I mean, what else is there for a human life? Wow, what was not in your coffee this week? The question should be asked, by the way, because our cantor, Philip Magnus, came up with this one. What was not in his coffee? Blame him, by the way. Always blame the cantor. It's a rule. And then finally, for goodness sakes, I understand that when I confess my sins, I am confessing what is my fault. But must we go on to the lengths of saying, it is my fault, and just in case I'm not clear on that, it's my own fault, and then, not grievous, but it's my own most grievous fault. Two syllables. What is up with that? You guys are nuts, you might say to us as staff. Well, there's a value. There's a value to going to excessive depths in order to appreciate on the other side the overwhelming mercy of God. And the beauty of this confession, albeit excessive, and we will not be doing this kind of confession every single Sunday, but the point of the confession and its greater absolution is that somehow we plumb the depths of our souls so that when God's mercy and forgiveness is spoken upon us, when our salvation and his children, as his children, is assured, we may have a greater capacity to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.